vision. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. There is nothing but God, for those qualities cover every quality that there is, and the only thing that exists are qualities. The operators of Word, Christ, Christianity, and science are applied to those qualities, which give us the facts about God, translating everything so that we understand that they are facts about God, demonstrating them so that we prove that they are the translation of the facts about God, and being it, which is the science, which means that automatically we know that we are the demonstrated, translated idea of God. No matter what belief may try to be presented, we know, I know, that there is absolutely nothing that can change the facts about God, which are the only facts that exist, because God is all there is. God is the only thing there is. There is nothing but God. And I know that if I translate anything that tries to indicate that there is life, truth, or intelligence in matter, or anything besides God, I will know that they can be faced, eradicated, because they will be exposed and their nothingness will be seen. There's not a single thing about vision that God doesn't know about, for God is all there is. God is the only vision there is. God is the great I am. The all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love. There's nothing left. The only substance is spirit. Spirit is the substance of seeing. The only sense is spiritual sense, because substance is the only sense there is. So every sense is spiritual. So all seeing, feeling, tasting, smelling, hearing, it's all on a spiritual basis, because spirit is the only substance. There is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. God is love. Love is all plan and design. Love is the completeness. Love shows that all mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, and truth are already complete. That is what love being complete is all about. Principle is all system and structure. The plan and design of principle is love. The mind of principle is divine mind. The intelligence, the wisdom, and the knowing that is included in principle is because mind is omnipresent. The substance of principle is spirit, because spirit is the only substance. Any sense, any concept about principle is from soul, which is spiritual sense. That's the only thing that can interpret what is in what there exists that has to do with principle. Because that's the only sense, and that sense is spirit, of the substance of spirit, and therefore it's spiritual senses. And therefore the spiritual senses of seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling are accurate because they're based on the facts of God. There's no fallacy in God because God is spirit. Spirit is flawless. No matter in spirit. It is flawless. It is so flawless, it is totally, 100%, completely transparent. And therefore, it's reflective. Because there's no limit to it. Everything is reflecting in all existence. Everything is reflecting the cause, which is God, the source. Everything is reflecting the intelligence, the wisdom, and the knowing of God. There is no intelligence, wisdom, or knowing except from God. Because God is mind, and mind is the only source. That is the office of God that represents source, cause. Mary Baker Eddy gave us a wonderful topic for one of the 26 Bible lesson topics that she delivered to the world, which is God, the only cause and creator. She also gave us the topic of God and mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Those seven primary qualities are the components of God. Those seven synonymous terms are individual and distinct, but yet complete in their own uniqueness. But they interact with, complement all the other qualities, because everything about God is omnipresent. So mind is present when one considers spirit or soul or principle or life or truth or love. Spirit is present when one considers mind, spirit itself, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Soul is present when one considers each one of the seven synonymous terms. Principle, life, truth, and love. They are all present no matter what the topic is because they are omnipresent. If one is tricked into believing or being presented with what might be considered a discord of any kind whatsoever, guess what? God is present. And God is just a three-letter word that means everything that exists, which is made up of the seven qualities of God. And everything is perfect because of the statement previously made that spirit is the only substance. The vision, the only vision that exists, is the vision of God. Could God possibly have anything defective when the only substance is spirit, which is flawless? There's no limit to the vision of God, and therefore there's no limit to the vision of the manifestation of God. For the manifestation of God is included as God. There's not a single quality underived from deity. Perfect vision is guaranteed continuously without interruption, because God is vision. God is everything. God is all there is. Amen.